Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
All right, our mics are on.
Oh, hello, hello. How is everybody doing in Radio Land?
This is okay. Not radio. We don't.
How is everybody doing in Internet Podcast Land?
Not having sex, I suppose.
We
losers. All right.
We have to talk about something right off the bat, and that was Rob.
That was the fact that it is Friday, May 8th.
No, not that.
May. That's what I call it.
It is 69 degrees outside.
No. Hello, ladies.
Rob's avoiding the subject of the fact that he was just struggling to get into and out of a girdle.
We just smushed him into a man's girdle shirt.
A shirtle, if you will.
Noah, what's the first? Well, can you just give us a quick background on what that shirt is and the origin of it?
Like why I have it?
Yeah.
Well, one of the shows that I was working on at Sirius, we had this guest come in. It's like a contraption that women squeeze themselves into to look better in their clothing.
All right. So that was a men's version of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had it just laying around the house for a couple of months, and I finally decided to ask who wanted it, and Rob was like,
I'm a little overweight. I'll take it.
Wait, Noah, when you put on a Spanx shirt, do you disappear?
Yeah.
So Rob puts it on. First of all, he needed help putting it on because it was.
I got through the arms part, but once I had to get to the part where I had to put the thing
the
over
trunk.
Over my chest, it was just not happening.
He staggered out of the bathroom like a zombie with like his arms
his
in the
arms
shirt
like
and like his
the shirt was like barely covering his nipples. It was like Satan's tube top.
I gave everyone a peek, pretty much.
And then he needed help getting out of it.
It was harder getting out.
He was on his knees. Who was it? Noah came
out? No, it was Murray.
This happened 2 minutes ago, Darren.
It traumatized me. He gets it off and he flings it and his sweaty shirt lands on Sid.
Thankfully it was the back of my head and not the front.
The back of your neck.
Now Sid has swine flu.
Oh.
It's settled.
Hello, everybody.
We have a great show today in that we have nothing planned, so we assume it'll be great because we...
Have we had anything planned? No.
Well, one thing we have planned, I think, is that Frank right now is incredibly intoxicated at the Lamb of God Children of Bodom tour.
Oh, how great for him.
And he's going to...
Why didn't you go?
I have a show to do.
Really? Did you? I mean, did you have the opportunity to go? And
well, I mean... I could have went, but I saw them.
Rob has no more days off from this podcast.
Oh.
Well, I'm taking a day off in 2 weeks. Yeah,
what's 2 weeks?
The Maryland Death Fest.
Are we? Well, Noah's going too, right?
So, no, I can't.
Are we doing the show without Rob, or are we going to do another best of?
Let's do the show without Rob for once.
Yeah,
God.
We'll do the show without Rob.
All right.
No limits. It might be better.
And then we shouldn't let him back on the show.
Well, if it's good.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So what's Frank's going to call in drunk?
He's going to call in. I guess I'll text him to call us in whenever. He's supposed to do it during a set change. So it's
can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
Children of Bodom, right? That's their name?
Yep.
What is Bodom?
It's a lake in Finland.
Thank you. I like them, actually. I was just curious. That's all. We inform sometimes.
What's the story behind that? You know.
There was some, like, slaughtering of some kid by Lake Bodom, and then Children of Bodom happened.
Like Children of the Corn. Right?
You make it sound so exciting when you count.
Sorry. I shouldn't have spoken about this now.
Noah's an abortionist. All she knows is slaughtering children.
Yes.
And we actually just interviewed them at the New England Metal Fest. Yeah, so that's why I didn't go, because this whole tour was at the New England Metal Fest 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So I pretty much saw it already. So
didn't Frank see it too then?
Yeah, but he's just going to get drunk.
We should point out that
bars don't exist.
Well, he didn't have to pay for the ticket, so he's just going to the bar at the venue, the overpriced bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Frank's the kind of person that needs an excuse to go get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the bar.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, I mean, like,
usually the excuse is statutory.
Well, no, I mean, like, all of our friends are going to be there, all of our industry people.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought we were your friends and your only friends.
Our industry friends. My industry friends.
The friends he really cares about.
Yeah, not
the industry friends.
No, but we just interviewed them, and they were so, so drunk and just, like, permanently hungover, it seems, because all they do is they were saying during the interview that if they don't drink, they can't get to sleep at night because their body is just so used to being drunk going to bed that if they're not drunk, they can't. So they have to drink to get to bed.
We should point out that Noah is in love with Alexi.
Well, they're doppelgangers.
Yeah, I was going to say she loves men that look like her.
Yeah, I'm really, really vain like that.
Like looking in a mirror and humping it.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. It's so funny during the interview, during my interview with my new friends, Alexi and Yanni.
Your real friends.
From Children of Bodom. they were saying, well, they have like this clique that they call the Children of Bodom Hate Crew.
Are you in it?
No, I'm not. I would like to explain why. It's just for their closest friends and like their tour peeps, their road crew. And Randy from Lamb of God, who they're touring with, is in the Hate Crew. He actually has a tattoo of the Hate Crew logo. And they were explaining the whole initiation. And let me actually cue this up, because
it's a good thing you didn't cue it up before.
Yeah, I know.
That, what fun would that be?
No, yeah, no.
Rob can't talk and move his arms.
Yeah.
Can we have some cue
up
music?
I'm queuing up my one-hitter.
Cue up the queuing up music right now.
Yeah, this is some interview. It's them holding a microphone. How's that an interview?
That's the same thing.
It's the beginning. It's the bumper where they go, you're getting your fix of metal injury.
That was just like when you had Napalm Death and they're passing the microphone between each other.
Oh, yeah. They were so, you guys figured it out.
They were so polite. I was like, no, you don't have to pass.
Right?
I feel like sometimes we have to give like a production lesson. I'm like, no, you keep the mic and you're close to me so I can extend my arm.
They actually don't have technology in England, so they were confused by what the mic was.
What the hell is this? Thin. Okay, I think I have it queued up.
But on this tour, like, I found
they're talking about drinking.
Hoop lights and fog machine in their funnel.
Can we just hear what they're talking about?
No.
We'll go there.
Okay, here we go.
But, you know, we have our bus.
This is Alexi.
And, you know, if you want to have your quiet time, okay. Yeah, right on. And Randy from Lamb of God, I noticed he has a COBHC tattoo. Is he, like, an unofficial member of the band?
He's an official member of the COBHC.
Well, he's an official member of the Hay Crew, yeah. Which, you know, there's an initiation as well.
Yeah. He got the tattoo in Helsinki, Finland, so how cool is that?
Wow, yeah.
So, well, what's the initiation? Can we talk about this?
Yeah, I mean, there's, like, you know, well, obviously the whole band and the whole crew and a couple of our, like, you know, best friends, for example, Randy and some other dudes. Well, it's, like, you have to do a handstand. Some other dude's going to hold you up. First you're going to get naked and then
right,
you do a handstand against the wall. You know, someone's going to hold you up and someone's going to pour whiskey down your throat. I mean, but, like, I'm saying that, you know, it's going to get into your eyes, like, up your nose and shit like that.
Right.
And, then after that, you're going to get smacked like a fucking bitch, and then you're going to smack somebody back, and that's it.
You pass the test.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, like,
Randy. That sounds like something they made up 3 seconds before
they
started talking.
They just wanted to see Randy from Lamb and God naked.
No, that's they never did that. They made that up and told you that. That doesn't sound like something.
What? No, but he had
it. Yeah, I know. When he smacked my ass.
He needed the other dude to remind him that they make them do it naked.
Well, maybe he didn't want to mention that because he thought it sounded kind of gay.
And?
But then the whole part about it, the liquid going up your nose and in your eyes, that didn't sound gay at all.
No, because, I mean, that's what happens when you're doing a handstand. Come on, guys. Haven't you ever done a handstand and drank alcohol?
Isn't there a regular crew, a hate crew? Like, why? Like they're all hatred. You know?
Yeah.
What?
Do they have a love crew?
The whole thing.
The girlfriends?
No, that's the people that don't like Children of Bodom. They're the Children of Bodom love crew.
So I'm in the cynic love crew?
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Member number one.
You can watch that full interview at metalinjection.tv.
But now that you heard it, why would you need to buy
that? That's only a piece of it. It's a 7-minute interview.
It's a teaser.
So yeah, it's a little teaser.
Do they have thick accents the whole time?
Yes.
Who needs to hear
Well, they do. They do a little. They do many accents.
Do they at any point take their clothes off?
No, but they do this.
I'm so hungry. Is that the theme for the Jeffersons?
No, I'm so ronery.
Oh, okay. I got it now.
What? How is it the theme from the Jeffersons?
I thought I heard Moving On Up somewhere.
What is that from?
It's
Team America.
Oh.
That's real funny. Like someone with an unintelligible Finnish accent.
Yeah.
And someone with a Korean accent.
I know, right? So
you need to get them doing the SNL Two Wild and Crazy Guys character. That would be fantastic.
Foxy!
Just have them turn their collars up. There you go. I think that would be fun.
Another great clip that you can find on Metal Injection.
Is this just the greatest hits of your goddamn website?
Great.
The website that everyone is on right now listening to this, you jerk.
No, they're actually on Blog Talk Radio.
No. Black Sabbath or Heaven and Hell, they're doing a, they just put out an album, and they've been doing signings across the country. And if there's one signing...
Signings of the Beast.
Get it.
I get it. At this one signing, they had a pretty ridiculous fan. And I mean, like, you know, the visual is just a very overweight dude. Like, think Chris Farley.
Or Rob.
No. More overweight. Like,
does this guy have a Spanx shirt on?
Hold on.
I am ready.
Guy's just online.
He's like 40 places away.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah.
He's
like really deep and alive.
But the fat guy doing squats for some reason. Why?
He's into it.
Better late than never.
I live in a van down by the river.
I'm gonna faint.
Get out of the way.
This is my dream for Metal Injection, for people to do that over Metal Injection.
Metal Injection! Yeah! Yeah, rock and roll! It's Jim Vitale, oh my god! Say CBD! Injection! Injection! Alex Skolnick sucks!
I want people to call CNN and like interrupt Wolf Blitzer and go,
Alex Skolnick's penis!
Okay, now he's getting up to Black Sabbath right now. He's right.
You mean security hasn't like ejected him yet?
Security's freaked out. They're like, all right, give me your booklet. And he's like by the band right now.
There's a funny guy before that guy.
It's like jumping up and down like he's in a pit.
He's like a girl seeing the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I am honored to be in.
He's bowing to them right now.
He really sounds like Chris Farley, too.
You roll. Yeah. Yeah,
and he gets there and he doesn't know anything to say.
Now. Yeah. I'm leaving now.
Play that again. Sorry, it's sucked over.
Yeah. I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
All right, tell the truth. That was Alex Skolnick on the line.
No, Alex, we will not let you get our tech for us.
Why not?
Stop following us.
Sabbath! Sabbath! Can you get me a free copy of Pro Tools? It fucking rules! I fuck you, I'll go on Deep Purple's line.
It doesn't work with any other band name. You can't.
Deep Purple!
Maiden.
Deep Purple! Oh,
Maiden.
Maiden.
Okay,
yeah. Maiden!
Slayer.
Slayer. Slayer. Slayer.
Dawkins.
Any band with, well, who would say that about Dawkins?
Warren.
No.
Warren! Warren!
Yeah, it works.
Cinderella!
Yeah, too long.
Rella!
Striper?
Striper! No one likes Striper. That doesn't
Nobody
work.
Likes Warren either.
Rat! Rat! Steven Parsons!
There's a fucking rat in the room. That's why Rob's screaming. He's on the chair.
That's the only time someone will yell rat like that.
Round and round.
I'm sorry. That was bad.
I didn't know where that was going.
I thought that was Def Leppard.
No, you know rat.
Come on.
That's
sorry.
Round and round.
Oh, no, I'm
rat.
Thinking something else. Never mind.
What? You're thinking of a Def Leppard
song? That's a classic.
Think Photograph, Darren.
I don't know it. Like by heart. I would know it if it came on.
Can you know it next
One of the lyrics is
week?
Photograph.
Photograph.
Yo, you almost got it.
Play it so we'll hear it and I'll sing along.
Do we really have to play it?
It's so fucking good. Oh, no. I thought we were talking about Photograph by Def Leppard. Or no, Rat?
Oh, I thought we were talking about Photograph
Everyone knows
by
this
Nickelback.
Song. Round and Round is good. Round and Round is terrible. Get out of here.
You know, his uncle, I think, was Milton Berle. That's
Rob?
Why he, no. The lead singer of Rat. That's why he was in the music video.
Is that really
yeah,
true?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so funny. I was at the Revolver Awards.
Yeah.
Not the name drop, but, you know, we were on the red carpet.
You met Milton Berle?
Yeah.
No,
his
no.
dick was the red carpet.
Did you see it?
No. But, you know, like, bands would either be walking by or they'd be escorted by their publicists.
But they'd still be walking.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. Just shut up, Sid.
I'm a stickler.
God damn it.
This guy.
You deflate his ego every week.
But, yeah, so Rat's publicist walked up to me like, hey, would you like to interview Rat? Like
please.
Almost begging him. I'm like, no. We don't cover anything near
yeah.
anyone
was
near
it,
Rat.
Was it their publicist or was it like a valet that they gave $20 to?
No, well, they're on Roadrunner now.
It was Alex Skolnick.
Yeah, I don't understand. Roadrunner is signing the weirdest. They dropped a lot of their metal bands.
You need to stop signing bands right after karaoke night.
Maybe
like, remember that song? That was awesome. We should sign that band.
Remember when I was all drunk and I was like, round and round.
We should get them. What is Journey doing now?
Wait, sign me.
Not only do they have Rat, they have fucking Sammy Hagar. Rat. They have, well, Nickelback, I mean, you know, that made the label. Like, they have
Extreme.
All these lame bands, like the Wombats.
Who?
Have you heard them to know that they're lame?
I'm assuming they're lame. Let's cue it up.
Do they have Generation at
it's
Symbol
an
DD?
Thrash It or Trash It. Roadrunner Records Obscure Act.
Sounds like Gogo Bordello. Welcome to Tony's Bar Mitzvah.
This is Rat?
No,
this is Wombat. They represent any band with a rodent name.
Let's give it up to a chorus.
No.
You're killing my high. Why are we doing this to me?
I'd rather listen to the Thrash It or Trash It solo.
Australian pop punk. That's big in Australia, the pop punk.
Well, we're in America.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You people need to go to roadrunnerrecords.com/artists/rats2T's just to see this promo photo.
Are they
like
100 years old?
It's like a Buckcherry promo photo. It looks exactly like what you'd expect.
Except with Buckcherry's grandparents.
Not even. They look like Buckcherry.
I don't
except
know.
Except with less tattoos.
Old and old.
That's exactly what you'd expect.
Are you turned on, Marina?
My heart medicine will kick in. Just give it time.
Marina has fingers in her mouth right now. That's how turned on she is.
Oh, yeah.
She is.
Ooh. 8 fingers and the other two are somewhere else.
That's
right?
Like all of the rest of the roadies.
Whoa.
Metal injection after dark. There's that music, Mr. Q Boy. That was pretty good. Metal injection after dark.
So, Marina, what are you doing with those fingers?
Can I smell them?
They smell like kasha varnishkas.
What'd you eat?
Yo, let me smell your fingers, Ma.
Yo, smells like yeast. What's going on down there? Just take a loaf of bread.
It smells like cookies.
Look, I'm just kidding. I didn't really smell her fingers, okay? She made a face at me. There's no yeast.
You brute!
It's all an act
you
for the
masher.
Radio. Goodness. I'm sure Marina's special place is smell like roses.
Flowers, yeah.
Roses.
Even adults.
Smells like ambrosia. Oh. Really?
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4
children.
Adults.
Yeah.
Did I touch your no-no spot?
In her bikini area.
I'm sorry, Marina. But this is Metal Injection After Dark. She has nothing to say.
She's rejecting us all.
Guys, you can join us on the show. Give us a call.
You can harass Marina.
646-929-1357. Next caller wins a special little CD.
Really?
A little CD that I've been waiting to give away.
It's a photo CD of Rob getting into that shirt.
It's a slideshow.
And all the sound effects that he was making.
A retrospective.
Don't
give it away.
Sorry, that was a teaser.
If you ever wanted to see a man break a sweat trying to put on a shirt, we've got it for
you. It's so accurate. That's such an accurate.
Is there a way for me to post those pictures online?
Metal injection. Can we all see them?
Well,
we'll post them on the show.
While we look.
You get any nipple action in those pics?
Little nip nips?
Yeah, of course. Your boobs were just like pushed out all the way, like
they were floppity.
5 feet.
They were behind
your
the
body.
Stack.
Lady.
Whoa, what's going on over there?
Oh, let's see what this.
Hello. Okay. Call
603. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Who's this?
Hey.
What's up?
Who is this?
What's going on?
What is your name?
My name's Pete.
Pete.
What's up, Pete? How you doing?
Yeah, I haven't called in a while. So, you know.
This is Generation ADD, Pete.
What the hell, Pete? What, do you have a life?
Yeah,
man.
How can you do this to us?
How do you have a life? What, do you have friends?
We are your friends.
We don't have friends.
Way to get that interview going.
Yeah.
Hello.
So what's up, Pete? What are you doing?
Nothing right now. Listening
so
to
listening
I
to
am.
Doing
yeah,
something?
You're listening, you're talking to us. That's something.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Read any good books lately?
So, Pete, does your band have any new songs we could trash on the air?
I don't even have a band. I think you're thinking of somebody else.
Oh,
yeah, no, you're definitely
sorry.
Thinking of somebody else.
You all look alike to her.
All Pete's are the same.
It's just one set of low-hanging balls after another for Noah. It's a blur. It's one big blur.
He played on our Sex Jeopardy game.
Oh!
That's right.
You're that Pete, right?
Yeah.
Sexual
yep.
Jeopardy.
Oh.
How has your life changed since playing Sexual Jeopardy? Did you go to your
you
girlfriend?
Speaking of which, I'm still waiting for my magical prize to come in the mail. Did that get lost or
you
something?
Lost. What are you talking about?
I won Sexual Jeopardy.
What prize you want?
What prize are we talking about?
I don't know. I was promised some sort of prize for Sexual Jeopardy.
We'll give you something, but
yeah,
you're lost.
Did you
had a CD to give away.
Did you, yeah, why didn't you send me a private message?
I did.
After dark.
Rob just didn't check it, probably.
Yeah, send me another one. I'll definitely send it.
All
right. This time, write it all in capital
or
letters.
Or send it to Noah so that she could do it.
Pete invented the name... strawberry shortcake, which is punching a girl in the nose and then coming in it. in the blood.
Yeah, around where I'm from, that's what we call it. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, we called it a candy cane.
Yeah, it's a candy cane.
I like strawberry shortcake better.
Yeah.
Where I'm from,
there's regional differences, I guess.
You know what I'm saying, motherfucker? First day you take it to Mickey D's, you get all ready.
Yeah, you gotta show who's boss, son. You'll miss. I give you a show for a shortcake. And clean the steamer. Come here, miss. That Cleveland steamer, your toes, miss.
Oh my god.
So I just came across a new sexual jeopardy term, the sunny doodle.
What's the sunny doodle?
I don't know. It's up for interpretation.
What do you mean?
It has to mean.
No, that's not how it works.
She just made up a name.
No, you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys have to.
Oh, you have to guess it,
or
we have to create it.
You have to create it.
So it means nothing.
Yeah,
right now,
it's pointless.
Is what you're saying.
It has to relate to something real.
Yeah, I don't. You clearly don't understand how sexual jeopardy works.
Sunny doodle. Well, what's a sunny doodle? It's yellow and it has cream inside. All right. That's when your Chinese girlfriend swallows your food. And it has icing on top. I don't know, I guess.
See, yeah. I thought it was just a cheese doodle that was out in the sun.
You know what it is? When you doodle, what are you doing? You're like drawing something. You're like drawing a little cartoon. Sunny is bright, like the red sun. Sunny doodle, you take the girl's period blood, you draw something on her stomach. You put your initials on her stomach with the period blood. Sunny doodle.
Sid, you're showing why you won Sexual Jeopardy.
The Sexual Jeopardy World Champion strikes again.
Take it to the next level, my shit.
You really don't know what a real sunny doodle is, though?
No, I know when you describe, it's just a white cupcake.
Yeah.
Why gotta be about color, son?
I didn't know that was what it. I thought she just made that term up completely out of her head.
No, it's like a Yankee Doodle, but a vanilla one.
I can't make things up off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Duh.
Right, Pete?
Right.
Pete, where are you from again? I'm sorry, I forget.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. What is going on in New Hampshire right now?
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, anytime you want.
Gay marriage.
Don't
you? Or you're voting on it or something? I remember seeing something in the news. I'm topical.
I think it passed, actually.
Yeah. Shouldn't you be aware of these kind of things? I mean, this is your future we're talking
about.
Yeah,
this is a threat to everyone else's marriage.
I was inadvertently jokingly calling him gay. Well, we play with our listeners. We have fun.
Yeah.
Nothing personal. Yep.
So Darren whipped out a sunny doodle.
I didn't know. And Rob ate it. No, Rob's licking the cream off the wax.
I'm totally licking the cream off. Sugar.
Rob's got a picture of his period blood on his stomach.
You threw some meat more after your fucking mouth.
I'll kill all of it. I used my finger. I didn't double dip.
Why don't you guys just wait until the break to fucking stuff your face?
I got hungry for a fucking. Listen, you eat more than anybody here.
Yeah, Noah.
Is that cream cheese?
No.
Looks like the
Rob is eating wax paper right now.
It's because the wax paper fucked it up. Rob, how's that wax doing?
It's so good. It's so good.
It's like bits of wax paper ripped off.
It's like he used the dental dam on the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Terrible. It's all in his beard.
God.
It's all in his goatee.
So
I'm so glad we're friends. Because otherwise this would be really awkward. That's what I'm doing right now.
Just watching this man
it's
cover
like,
his face
it's
in
like,
white
you know
cream.
When you go to a barbecue restaurant and you want to get the ribs, but you're like, I'm on a date.
Yeah.
I can't get the ribs.
What do you know about that?
I don't know anything about that because I always go with my friends
He's
and I always get the ribs. Ladies?
All I need to do
Let's go get some ribs.
All I need to do is punch you in the nose and we'll have a strawberry
shortcake. Yeah, really.
Rough.
Do it.
Rob, don't get any of that cream on the mic.
Yeah.
Why? It's leftovers for later, for next week.
Make sure you don't accidentally eat any cream with all that wax you're putting in your mouth right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's on his nose now.
It is. You didn't get it.
What are you guys doing, live coverage of my wax eating?
We did it like...
With every, NBC Nightly News,
every
town.
Week there's a new fluid in your beard.
We're going to do a photographic progression.
So terrible.
You got to keep that cream on your face and go put the Spanx shirt on again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with a live coverage of face cream gate. As day three of Rob refusing to remove the cream from his mouth. America waits and mourns.
Cream's so good.
Cream is so good.
You want the whole fucking cupcake, dude?
No.
He's had enough.
I've had my, yeah. That was... Photos are going up of all of this. We're getting this
yes.
documented. Pete, look where you started.
Yeah.
He's not excited at all.
Pete's thrilled.
This is only fun for people in this room right now. We are completely just... dicks.
It's not fun for all of us.
I don't know what's going on. You guys eating cupcakes or something?
Well, Rob is...
Wait, all right. Whoa, Pete, are you flipping out on us?
Give me the news again. I'll give him a report. Here's what happened. We started talking about Sunny Doodles. I brought a cupcake out, and it was wrapped in wax paper. So the wax paper retained all the cream, and Rob snatches the wax paper and starts shoving it into his mouth and licking all the cream off of it like a pig, and it went all over his face. Okay, we're good?
Yeah,
now we're all up to
fun.
Yeah.
I think that was sarcastic.
Good
no,
job,
it's Pete. We're just entertaining ourselves here right now. We need to have, I was telling Noah this, we should have a Christmas party live, no, when it's Christmas time, in the studio and do a show in the middle of a party.
Will you come to our party, Pete?
Yeah,
New
definitely.
Hampshire? You're going to
yeah.
come
yeah,
over
yeah, that should be the party. It should just be listeners that can make it here.
Yeah.
We're not flying
Josh
you in.
Josh Groban.
Yeah. I ain't flying you in, motherfucker.
Well, you know, he would pay all of his own expenses.
You could crash your nose.
Marina wants to know if you're cute, Pete.
Oh, yeah. Me?
Oh.
Give us your MySpace link.
I don't have a MySpace.
You have Twitter? Put up a twit pic. She'll put up a twat pic. Did you really ask that, or is he just fucking around?
I heard her ask it.
Oh. Yeah, so what do you look like?
ASL. What?
That means age, sex, location for you younger kids.
Well, we already know what L is. He's in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
That was
and
AOL.
He's a boy. Male, whatever.
Right.
Men.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
25. Marina, how old are you?
A good age. She's 25.
Are you Jewish?
Oh, I'm not.
No, he's not Jewish, Marina. You
perfect.
Know. What? You would date a goy? You are?
No, you're not. Do you know what a goy is?
You're such a goy. You don't know what a goy is.
No, it's a non-Jew.
You said you're a goy.
You said you're a goy.
Because I thought you referred to this.
What?
You I don't know what's
wow,
right
this
now.
Is like the most confusing live cast ever.
Yes.
We're all just like in a whole different world.
In a world of live podcasts.
What's Rob doing? Are you Twittering over there?
Oh, no. I was talking to Frank. He said it's too loud. So we might not get an on-the-scene report.
God forbid he's at a metal concert and it's too loud.
No, he's at Lamb of God, not God forbid.
Actually, God forbid is also on the show.
Lamb of God forbid.
Yeah.
We need to get a band that starts with forbid. There must be something, right? Forbidden something.
The forbidden dance?
Be forbidden.
Lamb of God forbidden? What about
I got a PR thing from some forbidden band. I don't know.
When I used to work in a record store, there was this. They had all these things to keep people like happy at work and stuff. So they had this big dry erase board, and every week it would be a different funny question, like or something stupid, like put up your favorite song or whatever. One day they go put up a band like two bands that share the same first and last part. So it'll be
right.
like Al Green Day or whatever, you know. This guy came up with the best fucking thing that blew my mind. Morbid D'Angelo.
Wow.
Wow.
That is awesome.
I don't think you could ever top that shit.
No.
So should we take a music break?
Let's take a music break, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
Would you like to request a song? Would you like to request a song?
Can you do some Municipal Waste?
If I have it on my
gladly. Mind. Well, you can put it off YouTube if you
just
have
make
it.
Sure that you private message Rob. and then he'll send you something.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Real.
No, I'll definitely send it this
and
time.
Mention what you're wearing.
Yeah,
okay.
And send a picture.
Send
a picture for Marina, so she could judge
with
you.
Measurements.
Yeah, Marina, send a bikini pic back to Pete. But let
and
us all see it.
And CC all of us, yeah.
All right, here's a little municipal waste with Sadistic Magician on the Metal Injection Livecast.
You guys here to fix the reactor?
Yeah, we'll fix it.
Were you late?
Hey, Frank. Hey, Frank.
Frank, you're interrupting municipal waste. I hope you know that.
Frank?
Frank?
He's so drunk, he can't even speak.
Hey, this is Frank.
Well, yeah, I don't know wherever he is. It's probably loud. And.
But we would hear it. We don't even know he's gone.
So he interrupted our music break.
Well, he didn't know he was doing that.
Yeah, we should have taken
Why
a
wasn't
call.
He listening?
Fuck, I'm drunk.
Let's give him a call.
Do it.
He's dead.
What's his phone number, Rob?
646.
929-1357.
Oh, wait. Wait, hold on.
555-555.
All right. Why did we stop the music break? We could have done this.
I know.
Because we didn't know Frank was going
to
call.
Yeah, Frank had to decide to call.
Frank, you penis.
Well, I'm Frank. I pick and choose when I call.
All right.
646. Signal.
I can't count so fast.
Yeah, you're like such a blonde.
Or
two hands up, one of them.
You know, you could just show her his number on her cell phone.
Yeah, that would be.
Considering it's Noah, that would have been a better idea.
No.
There's no 11s in it, right? You don't have to take your penis out. Okay, good.
I totally forgot how to do this.
All right. We're done.
That's what Noah said.
What, dial a phone?
Wait, no. Hold on.
He could be calling us right now.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep. You got to do that.
What's
that
from? That's from some commercial, right?
1-800-COLLECT or whatever it was. David Spade, you remember that?
That was it.
I love the 90s.
You love the 90s.
I want to give David Spade sweet shit music right in his fat face.
His face is not fat.
like an AIDS patient.
Yeah, all right. He doesn't really have lesions on his
person.
Oh, is it working?
Yeah, it should be working
we'll
now.
We'll find out.
Oh, my God.
There we go. See, now it's working.
Statistic. Statistic.
We're just going to simulate the stop playing for this.
He's probably just not going to pick up like, who the fuck is calling me?
You know what we should do? If it goes to voicemail, we should just leave it on the and just like do the rest of the on his voicemail. Or he hung up on us, I guess.
What just happened?
Call in progress.
Well, it was ringing and now it's not.
So, not much progress there.
And I believe the word is pronounced progress.
What?
Thank you.
No, not. Anyway.
Welcome to America, right?
Let's resume. Yeah. Let's just resume our music.
such a world as this. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Is it weird that I shave my pubes before visiting the dentist? Oh, I guess I'll just listen to the Metal Injection live cast instead.
Damn it, Bland. I told you not to talk about that on the air.
All PSAs and bumpers should have the word pubes in them.
I typed in pubes, and he said pubes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean, pubes?
That's a happy accident.
That was what they called me in high school.
We typed in the bumpers to make Bland speak them. It's a big secret. I'm sorry.
Bland is a professional guy. He does not get typed up.
Okay.
Well, we remember the message she gave Noah on her birthday, so Noah thinks she's a real boy.
Oh, the rock hard metal cock?
Yes. Mm.
I missed that rock hard metal cock.
Oh, you can simulate it. There's a banister right over there.
I think Greg has something to say.
Greg's eyes are just bulging
he
out of his
head. He killed your baby, dude.
Noah, what's the difference between Ferrari and an erection?
I don't know.
I don't have a Ferrari.
Touch it, Noah. Touch it one time. Touch it.
Cup the ball.
Aren't you going to get jealous if I touch your balls?
Why?
No.
As long as somebody's getting some action, he's all right.
Some action?
You're closer to him anyway. I'm not going to make you get up. You could put your foot in my crotch if you want. Where are you wearing shoes?
I should wiggle my toe around, right? And play with your clitoris?
Which toe?
The big toe.
It's my clitoris.
Don't miss. Which toe?
Oh.
All right, we were.
Greg is getting
harassed.
Let's
pretty awesome.
Let's bring this back to normalcy here.
Yeah. So I was just.
Isn't this normalcy?
I was just gonna post Rob's pictures on my Twitter, and I realized that I have another follower or whatever you call it.
Stalker.
And wait, hold on. I have booty sniffer.
Let's look at some of Booty's.
You
stickers.
Have to see his top tweet.
The wise man.
his top tweet is Freddie got fingered is hilarious. Which is
look at this picture.
That's him looking at pictures of Noah.
That looks like if Wolverine lived in a trailer.
He looks like he's eating cookies.
I like that there's a cat standing on his cable box in the bathtub. That definitely earned some points.
Everyone listening right now, start following Booty Sniffa.
Spell it.
At Booty, S-N-I-F-A.
So it's really Booty
Sniffa. And he has, as his wallpaper, a chimp holding a gun.
That's racist. It's racist.
Back
I don't appreciate that.
Back to the switchboard.
Fuck you, Booty Sniffa.
How much did bullets cost and how easy was it to get money in the old Western times? Because they shoot in the air a lot. Seems wasteful.
That's true. He's a conservationist.
It does make sense. Wait a minute. It's Booty Sniffer.
Frank just texted me.
Booty Sniffer's an asshole.
Frank just texted me. Ha ha. Dude, Jasmine St. Clair just came up to me going, oh my God, you're a metal nerd. I love nerds. My boyfriend who plays for Dimmu Borgir is one.
Great. We have a caller, actually.
She is so desperate for someone to pay attention to her.
Hello? Is this Jasmine St. Clair?
Yes, it is.
Take the dicks out of your mouth first. Who is this?
It's Jasmine St. Clair.
Jasmine, are you doing trying to beat the record for the world's biggest gangbang again?
Of course. While we eat oatmeal.
How does your boyfriend in Dimmu Borgir feel about that?
I can't understand what you guys are saying.
Yeah, it's because of Skype.
Who's this?
You're not really Jasmine St. Clair.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's John Michael.
What's up, buddy? Okay. It's Dead Spout, everybody in Metal.
Yes.
You should turn down the volume so you just listen to us through your phone.
Yeah.
It'll sound better that way.
Haven't
yeah,
you ever
really
called
like,
a radio show, John Michael?
I have never, actually.
Yay, we took his virginity.
John Michael, you sound so sick.
Is Michael your last name?
John Michael, an old metal injection.
Is it really Jean-Michel? Are you French?
No, actually.
Are you a freedom man?
I am.
John Michael hosts.
Is your dad George?
No, but I do have... You know what's funny? My dad's name is George.
Ha-ha! We have a winner.
John Michael hosts The Dead Zone, another podcast on Metal Injection Radio. That plays some true and cult metal music.
You know, we almost have a whole radio station here.
Yeah, well, we have a radio network.
Yeah,
metal injection radio.
Now we're going to get someone to pay us to do it.
Pay us?
It's really
John Michael, can you pay us?
What's up?
Can you pay us?
A lot of fucking work.
Ask George to get some extra money.
Well, yeah, what am I going to get in return?
Some love.
Signed underpants from Noah.
Rob's Spanx shirt that he tried to squeeze into this morning.
I'll even autograph it.
And he threw it at Sid's face.
You know what? You'll have my sweat on it. You could just squeeze it out.
You know what would be a good way for us to get paid doing radio? It would be, I don't know, this is kind of far-fetched, but if one or more of the people in this show worked in the radio industry, like at Sirius.
I don't think the radio industry exists anymore.
It might be a way, but
I
of course that's
that
not
person,
the case. So.
That person would need at least a full-time job.
Oh.
Yeah.
for such a thing to happen. John Michael, where are you right now?
I'm actually at work.
Whoa, where do you work? Tell the people. Can you talk about it on the air?
I probably shouldn't.
Okay.
I don't want to get in trouble.
He works for the FBI.
Where's the crack house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm investigating Rob's cat.
Yeah, my cat's missing. If anyone's seen Whiskers, please give me a call. John Michael's on the case, though. He runs a private investigation firm.
I thought
you can add him on my. You can add him on MySpace. Wait, you're looking for my cop, John Michael?
That's what I heard.
Yes. It's.
Good luck.
I don't have a rooster.
You see what I did there?
Or a cock.
Oh, I see what you did
we
there.
We have a winner.
Yeah. No, but I can't talk where I'm working right now.
Oh, you can't talk? You just well, thank you for calling in, everybody at home.
He just called us to tell us he was busy.
No, I can talk now, but I can't tell you where I'm working.
Oh, okay, yeah. No,
can you tell us how much you get paid?
Yeah, it's pretty shit money. That's like $10 an hour.
Do you like tail people that are about to get divorced and shit to see if they're cheating?
What's that show, Cheaters? Is that
Cheaters.
What you work for that show? That show's a parasite, mister.
That show's fucked up because like the guy might not be cheating and they send some broad in to fucking make him cheat.
Yeah.
That host got stabbed one time, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I saw that clip.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But he's a badass, though. He's got like black belts and shit.
The host?
Yeah.
It gets all up in people's faces. It's very rude.
Well, I mean, like, you kind of have to be if you're going to be accusing people of something like that.
It's like being a professional cock blocker.
Yeah.
Oh, fucked up.
I wonder how much a professional cock blocker gets paid.
I don't know. I don't know if it's even worth it, though.
I don't know how he sleeps at night.
You know that? Remember the Jenny Jones show where the people went on and like
one dude killed the other dude.
Yeah, and she got sued, and they put her stupid ass on the stand.
And she like had no idea what the hell she was talking about.
Well, that was her whole defense was yeah. I don't know what the fuck happened on my show.
They just put me out there with a microphone.
That's what she actually defended herself.
Yeah, all I know is about the Hot or Not shows. The From Geek to Chic. I used to do those. That was like every other episode from Geek. Or my child is a Marilyn Manson fan.
Oh, no. The other ones were like the girl. My 10-year-old daughter dresses too sexy.
Yes.
It's just child porn. They just an excuse to bring a 10-year-old girl out in a fucking slutty outfit.
Oh, that reminds me, Darren. Could I borrow your Jenny Jones DVDs?
Yes, you got it. I have to show.
Jenny Jones after dark.
My son listened to this.
They all said they X themselves out of this society. They had an X on their forehead.
Meanwhile, Marilyn Manson is the most normal person.
Yeah. Like that was my favorite thing about Bowling for Columbine when like he interviewed Marilyn Manson and he was like he gave the most intelligent responses out of everyone in that movie, and they're like, this guy is ruining America, you know?
Charlton Heston came up pretty well, too, I think.
Yeah, very well.
He's starting to look like Darth Sidious. Have you seen him recently?
He's starting to look like who?
Charlton Heston or Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, okay.
So look like who?
Darth Sidious.
Yeah.
Who's Darth Sidious?
You have to be in Star Wars, man.
Well,
You don't know who that is?
I've only seen it once. I don't know. I'm not. Not really.
Are you serious?
It's from the last three that came out.
Oh. Yeah,
if you want to talk about Total Recall, though, Rob knows everything.
Oh, totally. The three boot chick.
That's the
first thing
you always go to.
Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Oh, my God. That movie moved me.
It moved you to your other
it
room
moved
to get
me.
Your ball.
Oh, my God, dude. Damn it. You fucking totally stepped in on my joke.
That's right.
That's exactly where I was going with it.
All right. Go ahead, Rob. Just do it. We'll pretend it never happened.
That movie moved me to my bong. To my bong.
That's not a laugh.
Thanks. Thank you, audience.
Thunderous applause for your joke.
Everyone.
They went right past laughing, just straight to applause.
Let's try it again. To my bong.
There you
go.
Like
rain.
Much more appropriate.
It's raining?
It sounded like it, the clapping.
John Michael, that's true. It does get a sound. Could you tell everyone in the background there to shut up? Because we're trying to do a show here.
Can
you hear them? Can you hear them?
I just hear a lot of like background noise.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's good.
I work at an airport, man.
No, that was great.
You work at an airport?
Greg's vibrating. Yeah.
So the truth comes out.
Yes, I do.
Well, you get it out of him.
Now, let me ask
you. I can't tell you the company, though.
No, it's fine. But, like, working in an airport, right? Like,
yeah.
It must be really inconvenient to come into work every day because you have to get, like, strip searched, I'm assuming, right? Like, it's...
No, not me. The people who travel have to. I have a pass. It's like an ID card.
Oh, really? So you don't have to get searched?
That's correct.
Now, what if a terrorist got a job at an airport, got one of those IDs, and then let his buddies in or something?
That's why we have the IDs, because that can't happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
Rob's asking on his dad's behalf.
My dad wants to get a job at an airport.
He's of questionable ethnic origins.
Yeah. Rob's half a terrorist.
They'd have to know my social security number, too.
Oh, I see. So.
Rob did half a 9/11. Rob did 9.
Rob's social security number is in Sanskrit.
Rob, I smell curry. What's going on?
That has nothing to do with my dad's ethnicity.
Baba Ganoush?
Closer.
I just stepped in a pile of camel shit. I apologize for that joke.
That was my shit.
That was rude to camels all across this country.
There are camels in this country?
Joe Camel, hello. One of our most beloved corporate
just to clarify, my mom is from Russia.
Please don't do the joke.
And,
I know, we're all just like...
And my dad is from Iran.
Cut
so I'm in a hurry!
You even fucked up the bad joke.
Yeah. I'm Russian,
right.
I'm in a hurry.
See, I was so quick to get the sound effect that I messed up the joke.
Rob used to say that for about 4 straight years.
That's how he tried to pick up chicks.
But you know what's funny? It got to the point.
That line on me when we first met.
It got to the point where I was like over it, and then that seems like when everyone was like, "Come on, Rob, tell everyone the joke."
Well, because we knew you were that guy that did that joke.
For 4 years, you've told me to not tell that joke, and now when I'm finally not telling it, you're telling me to tell it?
Didn't something real embarrassing happen when you met Marina? Like, I forgot what it was, but didn't you say something real mean by accident?
Yeah, let's repeat that.
Oh, should I not mention it?
Yeah, hey.
No, I don't. What was it? I don't know.
No, I don't feel like being.
I don't know. All right. I respect it.
Oh,
see, it doesn't matter that much if she's not.
I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
Darren, minus one.
Okay, sorry. All right, off the air. He obviously doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, I mean,
he was just like, "Hey, what's up? Nice face." And he walked away. Walked up. He was serious. He meant that she had a nice face.
I totally had a crush on Marina. I had a crush on Marina.
Oh, you used to talk about Marina constantly.
Had?
I'm over it.
We all no. still have a crush
now,
on
now, her. Now that I got to know her.
I still have a crush on Noah.
No, you just want to crush her.
Yeah.
He's not a player.
He wants to crush my face with his balls.
Yeah.
Right?
Whatever. Anything. Anything you let me crush you with, I'll take it.
With
Listen,
a sofa?
Get in line. You're behind Big Booty Sniffer. Start Twittering, motherfucker.
Yeah. You could be Booty Sniffer, too. I don't think that's taken.
Sniffer.
There you go. First in line, is it?
Noah's booty's looking gigantic today.
She's got booty jeans on. John Michael, you've met Noah. What do you think of her booty?
And the rest of
Let's
her.
Let's not ask him.
What do you think of her as a person and physically?
Yeah, that was not right.
Noah is a stellar human being with a wonderful sense of humor and brilliance. And in addition, also happens to be a hot piece of ass as well.
Cheesecake.
But that's besides the point.
All right, no, where's the...
What?
What's the bad part?
There's no bad part. Huh? I love you. I think you're awesome.
The bad part is that you're dressed.
Yeah. True.
High five.
You don't have to strip totally naked. Just do this, like, take your shirt off and in your underwear. Do the show.
Yeah, no one will know. Just do it. Do it for the show.
I'll know. I'll be very thankful. I think that I think you wear, like, very non-like womanly underwear. So that's my guess. I think you wear, like, Hanes Fruit of the Looms or something.
Sexual assault after dark.
I think you wear whitey tighties.
Tidy whiteys, you mean?
Whatever, I've heard of them.
Did you say you wore them both ways? What?
That's all right, because I wear women's underwear. So
Whoa, hello. Can I make...
Oh, so you got trade. Noah, what kind of underwear do you wear?
Wow.
Really?
The
do you really
exist?
Want to know?
Sure, yeah.
She's not wearing any.
Yeah.
No, I have to wear underwear.
What does that
Why
mean?
In my dreams.
Because I wear jeans. It's not comfortable.
A lot of discharge? You don't want to ruin your pants?
No, I don't want to get...
Only when I'm around.
I don't want to get rug burn. Whatever.
Shave the rug.
I
saw Noah's underwear once by accident because you were sitting right on that couch over there and like your pants were way like I saw crack. I saw your whole underwear was open.
Again because you gave it away.
Yeah,
she's not gonna remember this after today.
No,
still happening.
She's just
She's gonna.
No, it was like a good like a, it was a 7-second treat. I don't want to see it all the time.
That's what my parents called the night I was conceived.
Think about it. It's not as fun if a girl walks around with underwear. It's much more fun if you just glimpse it.
Walks around with underwear? What does that even mean?
Right, that isn't fun.
Like just underwear.
You should be wearing any
underwear.
You get used to it. I don't know.
I love bottomless parties. Like that scene in Harold and Kumar.
The second one, right?
The second one, yeah. They just had a bottom. I mean, that's a great idea, you know?
See, that's some next level shit.
Do it,
Noah.
Christmas party.
What do I have to
bottomless?
Do?
We all have to be bottomless. Not just two girls.
All of us flap in the wind.
Do you remember when we did that metal injection episode and we went out on my balcony in the snow and we all had to, like, wear bathing suits? We were like, yeah, this is going to be hilarious. What a great idea. And then, like, we're all in a room with each other and we're like, we have to dress in front of each other. It's awkward.
I was like, whoa, we're, like, all kind of naked.
I wasn't involved in that episode. Thank God.
And then we went outside.
Wait, what'd you say?
What else is new? What else is new?
Yeah, I mean,
that hasn't changed.
Honestly, though, Marina did lose some weight, and I feel it had a negative impact on your boobage.
What?
I feel your boobs got a little smaller.
Who cares if they got smaller?
What? Well, they look very healthy right now.
Yes.
She looks nice. Well. She lost weight in her stomach, which makes it look like they're bigger, even if they are smaller.
Oh, that's true.
No,
no,
not at all.
You
were perfectly
weight.
Healthy,
yeah.
And now you're super healthy.
What do you think of my boobs?
No, she went like from a 9 and a half to a 10.
John Michael just asked us what we think of his boobs.
I don't know what he looks like. I see him in forum posts and stuff.
I think your boobs are the sexiest.
Not enough cleavage, John Michael.
Oh, is he the guy that was in the VJ search?
No, he lives in Florida.
Why?
And he came to Maryland Death Fest once.
Yeah, he was in one of
I know who he is, but I thought he came here.
No. Why do you live in Florida?
What's that guy's name, though?
Well, I'm not in Florida right now, though.
Oh, where are you?
I'm in Maryland.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready for Maryland Death Fest?
Yeah. Well, hopefully I have off for it.
Oh, that's in Maryland?
No, it's in Maine.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm in Maryland working.
Cool, man. So you just travel? You just
yeah.
Random yeah, you see. What would you say is the nicest airport you've worked? Because I've been in a.
Are you a FedEx pilot?
No. This is the only airport I've worked at, but I've been to a lot other ones. But anyway, the best one so far probably Tampa.
Oh, nice.
He's a sweeper that makes sure there's no Arabs in the airport. Rob, why do you have a digital version of the Quran on your screen? What's that?
Shut up. My dad's not even Muslim.
I know.
You know what's funny? Like before, first of all, I don't really even associate with the Persian side. I was pretty much like my mom wore the pants in the family. So
well, from what I noticed, your father kind of assimilated being Russian.
Yeah, pretty much. So, like, you know, I just always grew up just, like, being like, oh, you know, I'm mostly a Russian ethnicity because I don't really have much of my Persian culture ingrained in me.
And you lived in Brighton Beach.
Yeah,
you know?
Which was just, like, a Russian neighborhood. And then I met Sid, and then Sid started making terrorist jokes. And honestly, at first, I didn't even understand why he would make them towards that. I was like, how am I a terrorist? What does that even mean? And then, oh, okay, I get my dad's from Iran.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Iran is not Arabic.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's ironic. You know what rhymes with Persian? Paris. That's why.
I mean, Iranians are mostly Muslim, but he's not.
Yeah,
so.
No. My dad.
It's a cover.
My dad hates it.
Come on. My dad.
Where's my train?
Synagogue.
What?
My dad goes to synagogue.
Cover. He fucking fasts on Yom Kippur. Cover. Yeah, really.
He's trying
a little too hard. I think
he's
overdoing it.
You know what tipped me off? He goes to the Al Arabiya synagogue. That's the problem. And it says synagogue, but it's spray painted over the word mosque.
He goes to the synagogue, but he fucking throws rocks at it. He doesn't go in and pray.
He goes to the synagogue with C4 hidden inside the Torah. He has a fake Torah with a hole in it, and he's got C4 inside.
That is offensive to Jews, more so than my dad.
Oh, so you think your dad's not a Jew? We got it. No,
caught.
No.
Caught.
That's not what I meant at all.
My dad.
He's going to kill you.
I hope not.
He called in before.
He does listen to the show.
What's his first name? Is it Ahmed? I think it's Ahmed, right? I just was like,
Ahmed Perlstein. Baruch Ata Adonai, I'm totally not going to blow you up now.
We love Rob's dad.
Tanks running over Palestinians, totally awesome.
See, I thought you were going to go for the more generic Baruch Ata Adonai.
I was hoping he was going for it.
Sorry, I blew it. Thanks a lot, critics.
No, his dad blew it.
I'm sorry, Dad. Sorry.
Now, we should tell him what your father's real name is. Osama.
Oh.
Seriously.
Greenberg.
I can't. I don't. Osama Greenberg. Osama bin Greenberg. I just see like Osama bin Laden with like a yarmulke on in my head right now.
He's turned a new leaf.
But like, look. All jokes aside, though, is your Uncle Saddam gonna call in at any point?
We went to his funeral. He's gone.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone. We don't talk about it.
Really, though. Really, though. Really. We see his papers. Some kind of documentation.
Metal injection after shul.
Metal injection after 9/11. No, nobody. Nobody.
That was important.
Uh-oh.
That was important.
It's the chauffeur of offensiveness. It's the offensiveness chauffeur.
That's like a siren in the Jewish world. Oh, did I speak about the siren on this show before? The ghetto siren?
The Shabbos siren?
Yeah.
The Shmoogie giggle or whatever?
No, the
Shmoogie buzzer? No, that's something else. Greg, you know what the Shmoogie buzzer is? In the 60s, they used to have Jews would own a store.
They still have that. Are you kidding?
I mean, well, I don't know about now, but I've heard stories about a Jew would have a kid running the store. And he'd be in the back, counting money or whatever.
I like the
and
heard
that
stories.
kid was Alex Skolnick as a young boy growing up.
And then if a black person would come in to be a silent buzzer, and it would alert the Jew to come out and watch the black person, to make sure they don't steal or whatever.
That's smart. Why wouldn't you have?
And honestly, what's a black person doing at the dried fruit stand anyway? I don't like that shit.
I like dried dates, motherfucker. Why are they in a kosher bakery? Really? Come on.
Yo, son, you got some kugel?
Rye bread, bitch. Homintoshin. It's
Yo.
Purim, bitch.
Yo, I want some dark chocolate covered matzo up in here. Kosher for Passover, preferably. Shit.
Rob went in the 70s and got a black person.
Yeah.
Well, that's... So anyway.
The siren.
Yeah, tell us about it. What is it? Darren lives in a Jewish neighborhood, where I live in a Russian, or lived in a predominantly Russian neighborhood.
Still pretty... The new neighborhood is pretty Russian, too, though, where you live.
I guess, yeah. Well, no, it's
not as much.
Italian. Honestly, I see very few. It's very rare.
Okay.
And I'm usually you know what's weird, though? Anywhere I fucking go, I will always see a Russian person. No matter... I went to Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
I overheard some Russian people. I went to fucking L.A. as soon as I got out of the airport. as soon as I got off the plane, I'm walking, and there are Russian people.
They're like cockroaches.
Seriously, they're fucking spreading all over the country.
Yeah. Right? So, the Jews have built a siren thing. They built a yeshiva a block away from me. Noah used to live there, too. She was.
Yeah.
And every week at Friday at sundown, they blast the fucking siren. First time this happened was...
It's like an air raid.
Right. It's exactly
yeah,
like an air raid.
Like...
He's not kidding. All right. So let me set this up. The first time they did it was 2 weeks after 9/11. So I'm in my living room. I'm cleaning up whatever, and I hear... for 35-45 seconds, right? What the fuck? I look out the window, I see there's nobody scrambling around for cover.
Yeah.
I turn on CNN to see if the fucking planes are
full. Zombies have invaded Brooklyn.
So nothing's going on. So, all right, fine, whatever. I go back to cleaning up, and then I hear, that's it. That's the fucking siren. But longer than that. Way, three times
and more. Way louder.
Like 4 times.
Yeah. And the window rattling. Seriously. So, and then I...
Brooklyn?
Yeah, the Midwood.
What? Why would they have that shit?
I asked someone randomly in the street. The reason they have it is because it's supposedly it alerts them when they have to start lighting the candles.
It's to run home because it's sundown.
Oh my God, we're going to melt in the sun.
Yes, exactly.
They're like vampires, but like reverse vampires.
The money! The money will burn!
My money will turn into garlic, oi!
So they play it 15 minutes before the sundown, and then they play it again at the actual sundown. But this is my question about this fucking siren. Okay, Jews have been around for 5,740 fucking years or something, correct?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
How the fuck did they know how to do Shabbos before there was a fucking air raid siren?
In year 1024,
Did they have this?
No.
They were never that far from home then. It was like two steps and they were home already.
They used to anally rape a goat. We had to make do without technology.
You kids today, you don't know how good you have it.
That's what Star was for.
Our old shoes sound like Dracula.
Was it Dracula? Yeah. Dracula was definitely
I have
Jewish.
To get home before the Shabbos. I'm going to drink Manischewitz blood. Oi, man. When I turn into a bat, it hurts my back like something awful.
One candle. Two candles.
I think I got sciatica. Boy, you know what I really love? I really love the Streitz's matzah with a smear of blood on it. But no garlic.
Where's my goat?
Like, my wife, you know, I had to take all the mirrors out. And she can never adjust her schmata on straight. Her scheidel is always backwards. My poor son cannot adjust his tits. Everyone in the shul, they are scared of me. I don't want to hurt anyone.
We kid the Hebrews because we love them. All you Hebrews. Well, they're not listening right now anyway because it's after sundown on Friday. It's like making fun of the Amish.
Yes.
Fuck all y'all.
I love Robert's father over a bed of rice. Look, Iranians, they taste great when they pretend to be Jewish. Ah, yes, that takes me back to the old country. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Greg actually knows the titles of these fucking songs.
This is fucking brutal.
Welcome to Klezmer Injection.
I think we've offended pretty much every nationality.
And that music offended me.
Except the chinks.
Oh, Jesus.
Too late. All right, let's take a little bit of a music break.
And then when we come back, don't we have a special...
Yes, there's a PSA.
A little PSA. John Michael, thank you for calling in. Seriously, like, you just totally set us off on many tangents. Make sure everybody listening, make sure to listen to the Dead Zone. It's the most brutal podcast on mental injection. You can check it out at mental.
Sorry. I'm totally interrupting your plug. That's fucked up. I won't be having one this week, though. I'll be going back down.
Well, you just put a new one up a few days ago. I mean, there's an archive of many of them for you to catch up on.
Right.
So make sure to check that out. And right now we're going to play a little music.
Guys, I'm going to go. Do you have a flashlight so I can read the Talmud inside my coffin?
All right. Let's.
You can't spit on anyway.
All right. Thanks a lot, John Michael.
Cheers.
We'll be back in a bit.
See you.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Oh, my God.
Hey man, got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the metal injection live cast. Here it is.
Oh my god. As that bumper started, everyone on the opposite end of the studio was like, ah! And I'm like, wait, what's going on? And then as that bumper ended, I smelled what was going on.
I'll smell it.
Greg ate some pierogi, apparently, earlier today. Oh, rancid. Rancid.
Were you talking about my dad being a terrorist? Greg just dropped a bomb in here.
Greg just gassed the room.
I just high-fived him for the fact that I still don't smell it.
It's like Zyklon B coming out of your fucking
butthole.
I didn't
smell it either.
Zyklon G, son.
All right, so before we get off the air, Thor Schredstein heard
that
the
That guy.
Yeah, that guy. He heard the show last week, and he heard what Sid was saying about Alex Skolnick. Sid, you want
to... It hit close to home. This is a problem that affects not just me. It affects Thor, and Thor had something to say about it. It goes a little something like this.
For $20, you can go to the movies and even get some popcorn.
In Jersey, for $20, you can buy Alex Skolnick a couple of new packs of guitar strings.
For $20, you can go to the amusement park.
In Jersey, for $20, you could help Alex Skolnick take a cab to his gig at a local bar.
For $20, you can spend the night bowling with friends.
In Ocean City, New Jersey, for $20, you can help get Alex Skolnick to finally move out of my fucking living room. Hello, my name is Thor Schredstein, and I'm here to urge you to donate all you can to the Alex Skolnick Relief Fund, better known as Aspirin. Anything you can spare will help get Alex back on his feet after this rough patch in his life. Even a couple of dollars could help buy him a phone card he can then use to call Chuck Billy and beg for another tour. So please, give all you can. Alex is waiting for you.
Wow.
Another tour. You know what tour rhymes with? Wahoo.
What?
It's
Thor. This is a Jersey accent.
I mean Italian, sorry. Jewish Long Island accent.
It's Jersey.
It's a Jersey accent.
What part of Jersey don't you understand?
I think it's the same thing.
Did you not hear the four times that Thor said in Jersey?
Ocean City, New
Jersey.
You
do a very good Thor impression, huh?
I know. It's,
that's true.
Some people say we look alike. I mean, it's close.
Can you do both?
Can I do both?
At the same time.
What? This is a Jewish accent. Oi, I'm from Long Island.
No.
No? What? How does it go?
Like your Jersey accent.
No.
Like what Jersey accent?
Long Island.
Yeah, this is it, you know.
Jersey.
Yeah, that's it.
But this is Jersey.
The many faces of Rob.
It's more
Long Island.
It's more jockish.
Long Island is over enunciating, and Jersey is under enunciating any line.
making your own words.
Yeah,
out of
Long. You turn everything into three syllables. Long Island.
Or and then Jersey would be Tua. See, it's not three syllables.
Long Island. That would be Jersey.
But Tua.
Tua. Tua.
You understand now, Marina?
Tua.
This has been another lesson in.
So I've posted the pictures that we took earlier of
on Twitter. You can follow Noah at twitter.com/NoahInjection.
You could see Rob in a manly girtle shirt. And
a myrtle.
You can see him eating the cream puff that I brought.
Oh, that is so...
sexy.
Well, see what happens.
Ladies, if you've been wondering what Rob looks like shirtless, Twitter.com/NoahInjection.
Like Rob in a sports bra.
You're going to wish you didn't wonder.
Yeah.
If you wonder what
Cameo
Rob looks
by
like
Marina.
Shirtless, you're going to see two-thirds of it. Because he has a shirt on the top half of, and it's pushing all the flab down to his stomach.
If you wonder what Rob looks like when he's 3 months expecting.
Really? Dude, that's like seven.
Yeah, that's seven. Okay.
Damn, I was trying to be
next
nice.
Next picture.
If you want to know what
that's
Rob
looks like. That's exactly what I'm looking at right now.
Too cocky.
Well, not now, but before.
If you want to know what Rob looks like, if he were to have cum on his face.
So this is on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put it on the archived livecast show. If you just go to metalinjection.net/livecast, you will see it on there.
Marina.
How do we turn it into audio?
No, you'd go to the website and you see a photo. You'd see that photo.
Marina, you should be on Tinder.
What? on what? You should be on what?
Titter.
You can't tell by that picture.
Titter. Marina is the titter. Marina, if you were a superhero, yeah.
You can't tell because she's titter. Dwarfed by your tits, huh?
Oh.
No, he looks like he's wearing a...
No, it's not fair because there's a lot of light behind my stomach. So it kind of makes it look rounder than it
all
really
is. All that light is that Rob blocked out
doesn't
the sun.
Does it really?
That was Jesus came down because he heard Rob took his shirt off and he wanted to see it. There's all light coming out of the bathroom.
Perhaps this was a bad idea.
It's a great idea. What are you talking about? It's fantastic.
Did you post that to his Facebook? So all
I
his
should.
Friends,
oh, no.
Yes.
Please
all his coworkers.
Listen, I applaud you for having the balls to go do something like that and have a picture taken. That's bold.
I love how your hair looks, too.
I mildly regret it now.
You look like a pregnant Elvis.
So you basically look like Elvis in the late 70s.
I'm a late-era Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Impersonator.
Can I have a cream puff? Thank you very much.
You're like Elvis eating the banana and bacon sandwiches.
No, it's banana peanut butter and jelly.
And bacon.
No.
I'm pretty sure bacon was in there.
No.
Yeah.
We have 4 minutes remaining. Why don't we make these 4 minutes a special 4 minutes where you and I can get to know each other, listener.
Metal Injection After Dark.
Give us a call. 646-929-1357. You can mildly hear what Marina is talking about in the background.
I said I can. Marina, that's later, okay?
Who's talking about bacon?
Marina, stop nuzzling me.
Marina, get your face out of Darren's nozzle.
Thank you. That's all right. I forgive you. Tom Araya, you too. Stop nuzzling me. I said it's all right. Now you're really trying my patience. Jesus. Tom. All right, don't cry about it. Tom, did you just fart? No. I'm sorry. Work with me here.
It's over now. It's over now.
Our careers?
Yes. Oh, we have a caller.
Hello.
What's up?
Who is this? 2 minutes.
Who is this?
Yeah.
Who is this?
I'm Shane.
How's it going, Shane? First time caller, long time listener, please?
First time caller, long time listener, that's right.
Yes!
All right.
Yes! Wow. How's it going, buddy? Do you like what you hear?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm seeking approval.
Way to wait until the end of the show to call us.
Well, I live in Texas, it's only 11 o'clock, so.
Yeah, but this is the end of the show. It's the end of the road.
Someone should explain time zones to Shane.
Oh.
So, what part of Texas do you live in?
I live in San Antonio.
San Antonio.
You know, that's actually a good point. Do you say 10 o'clock Eastern on the website?
Yeah.
You guys just say 10 o'clock. I think there should be a 9 o'clock Central maybe there.
Well, everything before 10 sucked anyway. So.
Well, 9 o'clock Central would be 10 o'clock Eastern, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's why he's saying put that so people know.
Oh,
do the math for them.
Oh, I see.
I thought it started at 10 o'clock Central because it only said Eastern.
Well, we can talk to you for another hour if you want. It just won't be on the show.
Yeah, it'll be on the archives. So this is Metal Injection After. Shut up, Lock Talk Radio lady.
1 hour and 90 seconds. We should have like a DVD extras version of the show.
Yeah, right. This is
Shane, how does it feel to be on our DVD extras?
Shane, but honestly, like, is this a big moment for you talking to me? Like, I mean,
a little bit. One time I almost messaged you on MySpace, but I got scared.
Wow.
I hope you're joking.
Rob hunts down and shoots everyone that messages him on MySpace.
Yeah, I'm like one of those people when I move into a neighborhood, I have to knock on every door and introduce myself.
Cool.
You should.
Sex offender.
Shut up.
Let's switch to the DVD audio commentary track of this show. All right, ready?
All right.
All right. This is the part where Shane called in. This is really funny. He thought it was 10 o'clock at that point, and it was really like it was really 12 o'clock. So that's when I told Rob that he wasn't supposed to. He should have put a central time on the website so people would know.
This was the point where Shane got really nervous because he was actually talking to me, the real me, for the first time.
This is the point where there was 15 seconds left in the show.
And then this was the point where we decided to do DVD commentary. Let's do DVD commentary on the DVD commentary.
Well, this is the part where this part of the commentary was really funny.
Where's the feedback
where I saw that time that Mr. Show was on Conan, they did this exact same bit, so I'm just...
Oh, really?
This is the part where the show was on but not streaming.
That's fine.
Our subscription expired.
Right.
Play a bland.
And then we played a bland.
Thanks for calling the show, Shane.
Then we thank Shane for calling the
show.
Still there? Said Shane again.
Shane, are you a metal injection junkie?
We asked him if he was a metal injection junkie.
I would have to say so.
What is your metal injection junkie name?
Shane the Impregnator.
This car.
Wow. Guys,
have
guys,
you actually
guys,
impregnated anybody?
I think I'm pregnant.
Once or twice.
Whoa.
Wow, that shit really works.
Dude, congratulations.
Thanks, man.
You know his baby daddy.
Too bad I'm an abortionist.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my best.
I'm an abortionist. That's your best.
Yeah, I was going to say that's our username.
That's like the keymaster and the gatekeeper hooking up. Are you the abortionist? Yes, I am the impregnator. Kind of cancel each other out.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. I mean, they'd have the perfect life because...
Yeah, you can have a lot of fun. And then,
Just an endless cycle.
Yeah. I mean, you could both use each other to your advantage, if you think about it.
You know what you could do if you're really an abortionist? You can hook up with someone that's like a condom factory owner and then puncture all the heads with a pin and then perform the abortions.
That'd be awesome.
Oh!
There you go.
Oh!
What kind of training do you need to be?
Darren is the semantic man.
I always have a way to make money. See, that's just the way I am being.
No, see, I just assumed that Noah was the one that got the abortion. You're implying.
Right.
No, she. Abortionist.
I am an abortionist.
How does an abortionist
not an abortionee?
That's what I assumed.
And I think Shane was trying to ask what qualifications.
Yeah, like, do you actually have to be a doctor to, like, punch the...
A pair of scissors and a gas mask.
No, I just have to know how to shove a coat hanger in places really well.
That's what I figured. I mean, you need training. Destroy children.
No injection after dark. Abortion is... fuck, I fucked it up. The abortion show. All abortions, all the time.
Two for one on Tuesdays.
Now that we've done 1.5 shows.
What? It's already... No, it's only... It's only 10 o'clock, right? We're just starting.
Eventually we're going to talk to someone in Singapore. And be like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. It's fucking 6 a.m. Let us go home.
Why won't they let us leave?
It's only 10 o'clock, motherfucker.
We want everybody to get their money's worth.
Oh, so long show today.
Central.
It's only 10 o'clock here. You stay on now.
What do you mean you go off air? Go off air. Why did I sounded like Arnold. I guess we moved to Austria. From Asia to Austria.
Yeah. You don't turn off the show now. Keep talking. God damn you.
The show is out.
Wait, I got another call. I'll catch you guys later.
Hold on. Three-way call. Who the fuck is that?
I was going to tell you to use a private message metal injection and get a prize, but no, sir.
Okay. It's your mom on the internet. She wants to tell you she's disappointed in you. Fuck. All right? Thanks for blowing us off.
She says she's sorry you haven't
paid. We let the show run late for you, and this is how you fucking repay us?
We're not getting paid overtime for this either.
She says genetic lottery, buddy. Sorry about that. 3 inches.
Ouch.
Hey, I'm hurt by him, okay?
I didn't mean to hurt you.
I take it back. Will you Twitter me a picture of you? Twit tick.
All right, thanks for calling, man.
No problem, man. Thanks for running the show for me.
All right,
see you later, man.
Go to booty sniffer call there on the other line.
Oh, we got enough.
No, we don't.
All right, well, that's going to be our show.
Yeah.
And
wait, you stay on air.
It's like in The Deer Hunter. It's like we're playing Russian roulette with a gun to our head. You ever see that movie?
Yay!
Noah, Deer Hunter, Noah.
Did it have anyone from Poison in it? No, nope, she didn't see it.
If it doesn't have somebody from Poison in it, Noah hasn't seen it.
Or Cinderella.
What? What?
Or Elfin King.
All right.
Alexi Lawless.
All right. Let's close out the show, this extended version of the live cast, with a little bit of South of Trenton.
Hey.
It's that time of the year again. The seasons are changing. You need new clothing. Come down to Route 9's clothing outlet just south of Trenton. We got all the types of clothes you need. Pants, jeans, shorts, sneakers, shoes, casual, outdoors, indoors, every type of door. We even sell doors. Come down. We got double XL, triple XL, 4XL for your fat Uncle Larry. You know he's been eating too many Fig Newtons. But in Uncle Larry's defense, Fig Newtons are delicious. That's why with every $100 sale, we're giving away a free case of Fig Newtons specifically for your Uncle Larry. So come down, Route 9, south of Trenton. Are you there yet? Are you getting in the car?
Final selections and make your way to the closest cash register.
as our store will be closing in exactly one verse.
To Undisputed Avenue to get the fuck out of here.
Is that the theme for the Jeffersons?
What no, the I'm so
Is that the theme for the Jeffersons? Is that the theme for the Jeffersons?
What
the
it is.
Is that the theme for the Jeffersons?
No, I'm so ronery.
Important instructions.
Call in progress.
Well, it was ringing and now it's not.
Sure,
on
yeah.
voicemail. Eric, all right? Let's resume. Yeah.
Let's just resume on. Resume our music.
Terrible
oh, are we going to try to call him again?
Alan?
Oh, and now we're not signed into the live chat.
So we're going to the music room. We're going to the music room. We're going to the music room.
Let's just resume our music.
Terrible.